أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله خلق كل دابة من ماء فمنهم من يمشي على بطنه ومنهم من يمشي على رجلين ومنهم من يمشي على أربع يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينات والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, His might, His power, and at the same time, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the clouds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy upon man, and at the same time, the hail that can come can be a source of difficulty and destruction for individuals also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah number 45 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about His Qudrat. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّمَّا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all creatures, all moving creatures from water. In Surah Al-Anbiya, in ayah number 30, we discussed this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this as the original essence, and a hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the original substance or essence that was used for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is water. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different kinds of creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ بَطْنِ, from amongst them, there are those that walk or move on their stomachs, like that of snakes. Also, the fish in its movement, it does not have any legs. Thereafter, Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ رِجْلَيْنِ, from amongst them there are those that walk on two legs, on two feet, and that is like insan and when birds walk on the ground. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that differently from those that walk or move on their bellies. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَ, then from amongst them, the next mode is that we created those that will walk, or those who walk upon their four legs, like we will find the balance of the animals like the cows, sheep, etc. So this was the different ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the different creatures to move on the surface of the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, He says, يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates whatever Allah ta'ala so desires. There is no one to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need for anyone to manufacture the material for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create. There is no one to supply Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any plan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates at His own will whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, and hence such is the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. In other words, there is no one to question Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the different phenomena in the universe, signs that can be perceived, signs that could be seen, and most of these signs, as we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that is in front of our eyes, we can see it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another sign, and that is the revealed signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the ayat and the verses of the Quran. So one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe that can be seen, perceived, and one of those signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed in as a form of ayat and verses of the Quran Kareem. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these revealed signs. So both are signs from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence Allah says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ, certainly we had revealed and we had sent clear verses, verses that are absolutely clear when one begins to look at it, they do not conflict and contradict each other, and they are consistent, conforming to each other, we will have to have the understanding, obviously, of the Qur'an Kareem, and the understanding of the circumstances of his revelation, and understanding of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to understand these ayat. And once a person has these, then we will find that insofar as the laws are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified them in the Qur'an Kareem and through the life and the words of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So as clear as these signs are, they are those that will look at the sun every day, they are those that will look at the moon, and they are those that reach the moon, but unfortunately they did not reach the owner and the creator of the moon. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great token, that Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the next part of the ayah, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. That man could have reached the moon, but then if a person blinded himself, sealed his heart, closed himself to the hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was offering, then that person does not reach the creator of the moon. So it is not how much of knowledge we have of the sciences of this world, but the reality is this, that we need to recognize the creator of all this. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to us. And Allah says, إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to the straight path. They are those that have measured and tried to measure the movement of the earth and everything else, the path of the different planets, but they have not found the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have not found the path and the straight path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence they were not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they had turned away from the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had offered. Allah ta'ala has given us this guidance of deen, so let us look at all this in the proper perspective. That all this are the indication and tokens of the Qudrat and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we can understand. And again, this Qur'an is also a great token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and hidayat, and obviously the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat insofar as His might is concerned, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us open our hearts towards this so that hidayat will pour into our hearts. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.